Now, the second thing kahunas would always ask for is love, for love to manifest in your life. Now, think of things that really inspire love in you. For some people, maybe puppies and kittens or little kids. It all depends. It could be a particular special person. It's up to your unconscious mind. What really symbolizes love in your mind? And go ahead and fill up your garden with those types of symbols, those people that mean love to you, those things that actually make you feel love. And just put them all around your garden so that when you have that image vividly there in your unconscious garden, you can send it to your superconscious self to manifest every day in your life. Another thing, and a lot of you may like this one, although all of them are great, is a sense of power, of actually having power in your life. Now, this is easy to do with scenes of nature in your garden. Why? Because nature is very powerful. So you can add to your garden things that make you feel powerful, or things that symbolize power to you. Think of things in nature that are really powerful. Like a waterfall, a really strong waterfall. That's a powerful symbol. You can put it there inside your garden, because your garden is as big as you want it to be. In fact, it should be infinitely big, or it can be small and cozy. Just make it the right size so that you can add everything you want. It depends on you. You don't want to destroy your peacefulness. You may or may not want to go through things that may be powerful yet not peaceful, but you can alternate and see what you like. Maybe if you like thunderstorms, some people like thunderstorms. You can have a thunderstorm inside your garden, but don't let it be a permanent thing, otherwise your life is going to be too chaotic, too rough. But for here and there, you can actually have, you know, occasional showers and thunderstorms. That's part of nature. It makes vegetation grow. It actually makes the air smell good. And you can actually increase the peacefulness after a thunderstorm. You know that nice smell of ozone you smell after a thunderstorm? You can include that in your garden. So you can let some showers and thunderstorms here and there, if it's the sort of thing you like. If you like sunny weather all the time, then don't do that. Do something else. Otherwise, this is a way you can go and increase power within your life. Maybe a powerful river. It's really up to you. Another thing kahunas would actually ask for is success. And that's something that this culture thinks a lot about. And what about success? Well, think of things that you can joyfully accomplish that are good for everyone involved and see yourself being successful at them. And you know what? You can put little statues around your garden, for example, commemorating successes you've had. So you actually commemorate success even before it actually happens, because once you have that vivid picture there, and it's energized, and you can energize it any which way. In fact, you can see your energy energizing things as part of the powerful things in nature we talked about a while ago. Energize everything in that picture, in the garden, and guess what? Your unconscious mind will let your superconscious mind know that those are things that should manifest in your life, and they will manifest because you've already established that they will happen within your garden. Now, in the next CD, I'm going to help you create your own garden, and I'm going to put some good stuff in there. One of the things that kahunas always did when they trained someone is that they would train in person. So they would have, like, the teacher's voice, actually, generate energy inside a student's body and mind so that things were conveyed at a psychic level, not necessarily verbally, but at a psychic level, and even the verbal stuff would actually transmit something nonverbal. That's why reading books doesn't have the same effect as listening to someone instruct you in this. So I'm going to transmit some things into your garden. And what I want you to do is just listen to that CD, CD 4. Listen to CD 4 every day, a few times a day. The more the better. I'm not going to make it as long as the other CD so that you can actually make time for it. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's very powerful. It's actually doubly powerful because I'm going to have two voices there. It's not only going to be me, but I'm going to have a woman's voice also, because guess what? Different parts of your brain react differently to different voices, and women's voices actually activate different parts of the brain from men's voices. So I really want you to listen to this. Listen to it at the unconscious level. If you want to try to listen to it consciously, go ahead. It's a little complicated because there's two people talking at the same time. If you're a guy, you may react one way or a different way to each voice. If you're a woman, it may be different. It may be the same. It doesn't matter. Just people have different preferences about the types of voices they focus in on and better. So just go ahead and let your unconscious mind decide. Remember, for however long the CD is, I'm not sure how long it is, just listen to it from beginning to end. And it's twice as strong. There's two strands of things happening at the same time. It's very powerful. You'll find effects. You'll notice the effects of it immediately, and then within a week, the effects will be really, really strong. And if you've been using it every day, do it at least for 21 days. That's like a magical number for this course. So at least for 21 days, once a day, preferably more, you'll notice really strong, powerful effects. So go ahead and start. Listen to this, to CD 1, 2, and 3 first again, if you haven't listened to them through at least twice. Go ahead and do that before you engage in the last CD, CD 4. Because CD 4 actually brings all these things together in a way that your unconscious mind will learn it more quickly, more easily. So, among all the things that I'm doing in this final CD, an important one is opening you up. Opening up your unconscious mind to understanding all these things. And I'm laying down the foundation so they can actually grasp all these things we've talked about until here. So please enjoy all the CDs, listen to them, take notes, do the exercises, practice, and listen to the final CD several times, at least once a day, preferably twice a day. This is a lot of material, so don't try to grasp it all at once. It's okay if you take your time. That's why the 21 days are important, because we want to pace yourself. You want to make it. You want to learn everything at a reasonable pace. You don't really want to force yourself to actually try to grasp more than it's actually possible to grasp. Traditional HUNA trainings took years. So you're way ahead of that, because you're speeding it up by a bit, but you don't want to speed it up too much. So just do the exercises, pace yourself, don't overwhelm yourself. I know it seems like a lot of material, and it is a lot of material, but your unconscious mind has a great capacity for learning, and it's going to be able to learn all of these things quickly, relatively quickly, and it'll begin manifesting them right away, immediately. In fact, you don't need to learn everything for some things to manifest, but if you learn everything, the level at which you manifest things increases exponentially. You learn one thing, you can manifest that. You learn two things, you can manifest two things. However, because you know two things, each and every one of those things just become manifest 10 times more strongly, let's say. I don't even know what factor it is, but let's say 10, 100 times sometimes more strongly, the more you add things. So it's really exponential. Learn everything step by step. You don't really need to learn everything in order, but you should listen to everything in order the first two or three times. And then after that, you can focus in on particular skills you want to develop more or less. And remember, every skill is necessary in order for you to, like, use all the other skills. You need to know how to use energy to really work with your superconscious mind. You really need to know how to use your superconscious mind in order to manifest things, but your unconscious mind must be clear. It must be able to give instructions of what it wants, or have pictures of what it wants for your superconscious mind to use. So it's all linked, it's all connected. Learning one thing will make you better at everything else. So just go ahead, listen to everything once again, and then go into the last CD. For the last CD, just relax, find a comfortable spot, turn off your phone, turn off your cell phone, turn off your doorbell. Don't let anybody disturb you for about 30 minutes or so. It's very important to listen to it from beginning to end, uninterrupted. So go ahead and enjoy.